Macmillan Audio presents A Good Neighborhood, written by Therese Ann Fowler, read by Ella Turen. Part 1. 1. An upscale new house in a simple old neighborhood. A girl on a chaise beside a swimming pool who wants to be left alone. We begin our story here, in the minutes before the small event that will change everything. A Sunday afternoon in May when our neighborhood is still maintaining its tenuous peace. A loose balance between old and new, us and them. Later this summer, when the funeral takes place, the media will speculate boldly about who's to blame. They'll challenge attendees to say on camera whose side they're on. For the record, we never wanted to take sides. Juniper Whitman, the poolside girl, was 17. A difficult age, no question, even if you have everything going for you, which it seemed to us she did. It's trite to say appearances can be deceiving, so we won't say that. We'll say no one can be known by only what's visible. We'll say most of us hide what troubles and confuses us, displaying instead the facets we hope others will approve of, the parts we hope others will like. Juniper was hiding something, and she didn't know whether to be ashamed or angry or just exactly what. This new home's yard was much smaller than Juniper's old one, not even a third of an acre, when before she'd had three.